Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Melanie Bartoff, 5210 South Donna Court, Hills Corners, Wisconsin. I am the political director for the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 1473. If I may, I'd like to briefly share about three sentences that were prepared by a 20-year employee of Strauss, who is a member of ours, and then I'd like to say a few words on behalf of our local union. For the 50 or so years that Strauss Brands has been at its current site, Oscar Lopez has worked there for over 20 of them. He says, my coworkers and I perform the important work of feeding America, and we are very proud of the work that we do. We are proud to help put food on Wisconsin tables. My job at Strauss has allowed me to support my family, provide health insurance, and have a good quality of life all of these years. I stand today in support of this expansion because I want other people to have the same opportunity that I have had for a good, secure job. And now on behalf of our local union, if I may, I want to remind folks that these new jobs at this expanded facility will be, just like the jobs there are now, good union jobs with good wages and contract benefits, in addition to the other benefits that are provided to all members of our local union, including a free college education for workers and their families, scholarships for workers and their families, discounts and savings at local businesses, childcare scholarships, and many other benefits of union membership. Our members who work at Strauss now are extremely excited about the prospect of this new facility. We did submit written testimony this evening. I don't know if it made it to you, but those comments that we submitted includes the comments of over 90 of our approximately 170 members who work at Strauss now. And every one of those comments is supportive of this project. I think that speaks volumes about this employer and about these union jobs. We feel this is a win for workers and a win for the community of Franklin. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, as she's coming up, again, I appreciate the decorum that all of you are showing. It means a lot to the Plan Commission and the city staff and the applicant. So thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi there. My name is Veronica Wolt, 8699 South Deerwood Lane in Franklin. I live in the Woodlake Village complexes, and I just wanted to give you an example of more of a local example of the reduction in possible property values, market values, because a lot of people have, you know, brought this up, and there's everything is very nebulous when it comes to that, and I certainly understand that. But in 2004, I was looking to purchase and to, you know, settle down in a city, and I hired a buyer's agent, and a buyer's agent gets paid extra to do things just for you. They sit down with you for a couple of hours, and they remind you a little bit later, well, this is what you were looking for, etc. So I was looking at my place that I currently, where I currently reside, and then I was looking at another place that was closer to 27th Street, and I'm not saying all real estate people will do this, but, you know, this is just one of the ways people get information about where they would live. And my buyer's agent said, yes, I know you like that other place also because, you know, there's a pathway there. You can take your dog, etc. He said, however, you don't want that, and I'll tell you why. He said, it's too close to 27th Street, and this was back in 2003, 2004. He said, the traffic is going to get worse, and the crime is going to get worse. And it has. And I am just thinking, okay, how many other people that, you know, may be looking at, you know, homes in our area, condos, you know, single family homes, apartment, even apartments where, you know, I mean, you know, the landlord is paying the taxes. And so I wanted to bring this down 30,000 feet just to give you a local example. And, you know, things in the media, I mean, certainly we, you know, we have to take a pound of salt with everything that we see on Facebook. But there are two things that I found last night about areas that you do not want to live in Franklin. And one of them was pretty close to just down the street where we are. So that was concerning to me. So basically those are my points. You know, it just has to do with giving you an example of how people might see an area based on media or, you know, the real estate agents, what have you.
Thank you, Ms. Wolf.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And thank you for coming today.
Thank you very much. Sir, good evening.
Good evening. Hi, my name is Andy Merkins. I live at 8459 South 68th Street. And I don't have anything particularly substantive to add to the points against moving forward with the proposal. I think that others have said them better and with a lot more data than I can offer. I just wanted to come up to try to get the point across that I urge you not to think of the people speaking against this proposal as a vocal minority to be overcome. You know, I've got three small kids, and so I don't get to be as involved with local issues as I wish I could, and someday hope I can be again. But, you know, when I heard about this project and the little bit of research I was able to do, you know, and the same with my neighbors, I think the community is really against this, and I think that's got to count for a lot. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi, Darlene Collins, 8628 South 116th Street, and I live 1.46 miles from the slaughterhouse, and I'm opposed to the building of it, and it's at Loomis and Ryan. I don't know if you all know, but that room over there is filled with people, and the next room is filled with people, and the hallway is filled with people. I'd say there's probably at least 150 people here. And I'd ask for a show of hands. I don't know if anybody over there will count. A show of hands of people.
You talk to me, and I'm running the meeting. Thank you. Address.
Oh, I'm trying to read my notes. I asked for a show of hands.
No, Darlene, we're not doing that.
What? Of people who...
No, Darlene, address your comments to me. We're not having a show. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just sure there's a lot of people here who are also opposed of it. And I'm just wondering who we can trust. Like, can we trust Bayer Development, who originally proposed a nice little business park with houses and stores and office buildings, but instead we're getting a junkyard and a slaughterhouse? Let me tell you, nobody wants to live next to a slaughterhouse. Can we trust Strauss, whose very own workers, I know you heard other workers here, but there were other workers who complained about poor employee working conditions, and the Journal Sentinel said that they failed to provide masks, barriers, notify their employees about people who had tested positive for COVID, and there was a lawsuit and a settlement in their favor. Can we trust the Texas Investment Holding Company that owns Strauss to care about my well water up here in Little Franklin, Wisconsin? Can we trust the city of Franklin to look out for its citizens' best interests when it took them, according to this newspaper article, years to respond to the noise complaints from the Rock? Can we trust the city when the people that live by the dump complain about the smell at night and nothing's done? Can we trust the city when they start clear-cutting the vegetation along your street for a trail that the residents don't want? Can we trust you to protect us? And if there is a problem after this almost 4-acre slaughterhouse is built, how do we complain? And what's the turnaround time if a complaint is filed? Will it be less than years? And if I do complain too much, will I get a nuisance violation? If Strauss and the city were really looking out for me and my neighbors' best interest, I think they would have already done a DNR study or an environmental impact study, or a traffic impact study, or a property value study. If you have those, I would like to see them, but I don't think they were done. Also, have you addressed the fire department's significant concern with the slaughterhouse's storage and use of the large quantities of ammonia immediately adjacent to and upwind of the planned residential, commercial, and multi-use developments? This is in your report. Asphyxiants, corrosives, irritants, and potential explosive properties will be present in the event of a leak or fire. They also say that they are poorly served by existing fire station locations and staffing.
Thank you, Ms. Collins.
Just the last one. As was in an article about the Milky Way drive-in,
Our
aldermen
you
said
be finished,
this is just
in,
one time
another
that
subject.
We can side with the
I'm
residents.
Sorry.
Let's stand up for the neighborhood,
Darlene,
for the first
enough.
Time. I ask you to
your
stand up with
up.
Us for the second time and
Darlene,
do what's right for the
up.
People.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Tom Benning, 11720 West Ryan Road. By the way, Glenn, congratulations on the sewer success.
Thank you. So far, knock on wood.
It only took 8 years.
You deserve it. Let's hope you just didn't jinx it.
All right. That being said, I grew up just not a quarter mile from the Strauss plant. And it's never ever seen the face that owned it, but nice to meet you. However, that being said, it's not going to be the same company. Past experiences with equity firms, investment firms, they are all about the numbers and only numbers. And once the Strauss family's out of the picture, what are we left with? Who knows? They could pick up a year from now, 2 years from now, not to mention the mentioned environmental issues that have been mentioned. And is there any guarantee on our home values? Because I happen to right now live two blocks from where this is going in. And what about when this investment firm wants to seek cheaper labor? Are we going to get a bus line forced down our throats? Is there any guarantee that that will never happen? Because we all live out there because that's where we choose to live that kind of lifestyle, not to have it destroyed. So that being said, please take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Mr. Rivera.
Howdy. Hello, everyone. Marcelino Rivera, 5536.
Get up closer to the mic.
Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allwood Drive. There are several people that are being cut out of this process this evening and are not able to be here to speak to this. To continue this public hearing is denying them their voice and replacing it with that of a company that is a majority investor owned. There are several people that have submitted statements, but because of a disability or risk of contracting the virus running through our nation in the state of Wisconsin, are unable to attend and do not wish to put their friends, families, and loved ones in harm's way. I'm going to include some documents and statements and emails from others as evidence of those that could not attend. I first heard about this on August 31st through an email from Alderman Barber. That very day, I posted on Nextdoor and asked a poll, who wants to see a 30-acre slaughterhouse put up in Franklin? As of last night, the poll had 147 votes. The breakdown was 38% in favor, 68% opposed. I have documents, again, for the record. You look at the petition that I started, change.org, there's 2,248 signatures on there, last I checked, compared to one that's in favor of the Strauss brand's expansion having 82. I'm requesting that this matter be tabled until a later date where a more adequate forum and venue can be booked, considering Governor Evers' emergency orders and 25% cap. People have not only been put in danger today, but they've also, others have not been able to have their voice heard. On a post in social media, it was Mayor Olson that said, I'm not going to permit Franklin to experience what other communities have this summer. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution as well as the laws of the state and the city. I promise to keep you all safe. I will do that. Now's the time to live up to your promises, Mayor Olson. Please keep us safe and allow the citizens of Franklin their First Amendment rights. I've lived here in Franklin for 5 years. I used to live in Greendale. But when my fiance and I decided to make a life together, we chose Franklin. My fiance has lived in Franklin for 12 years. We own a small, self-started business, and I have a master's in business administration. I've worked in healthcare since 2000 as a medical laboratory scientist and currently in the arena of healthcare IT. I have been certified by the University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the arena of public health microbiology. I have traveled and worked across the nation in various laboratories. Some may venture to say that I know a little about health, chemistry, science, and technology. It is my education, experiences, and career that has led me to have concerns about Strauss Brand's proposed expansion. The Supreme Court had confirmed that public expressions of support or opposition establish a valid basis that is substantial evidence for a decision on whether to approve or deny a special use permit or conditional use permit. The language above is a partial quote from the All Energy case, but the focus is on whether public comments and facts are substantial evidence. The legislator amended the law after all
Mr.
energy
Marcellino,
case to require the decisions be based on substantial evidence. That is defined in Wisconsin State Statute
Mr. Marcellino.
Section 62.237D as follows.
Mr.
Substantial
Mr. Marcellino,
evidence means facts and information
sir.
Other than merely
Mr.
personal performances or speculation directly pertaining to the requirements and put conditions on applicant must meet to
Mr.
obtain
Martinez, would you
a conditional permit and that
please.
Reasonable persons would accept in support of a conclusion.
Mr. Marcellino,
so properly based opinion on the
your
public.
Time is up, sir. Thank you very much.
Can I make one last statement?
No, sir. Your time is up. No, sir. Your
I've been
time
slandered
is up.
And degraded. I'm
your
a decent
time is
person.
Up, sir.
I stand here as a decent
your
person.
Your time is up, sir.
A human being that cares about my friends.
Your
and
time
my
is over, sir.
And my community.
Sir, everyone else has respected the time limit.
A careful person for my community and the
Sergeant,
people that live in
would
it
you ask
is
him
the
that?
Wrong thing, then I don't know what's right.
Sergeant, would you ask him to leave, please? Thank you very much. I apologize to the audience that this had to happen. Miss, please, thank you.
Hi, my name is Natalie. I live at Prairie Meadows Drive in Muskego. I actually did not plan to come and speak, so
Natalie,
I have nothing planned.
Natalie, excuse me. Can we have your last name, please?
Natalie Doherty.
Thank you.
I was really impressed with some of the things that people have said tonight and the way that they spoke, and especially someone who spoke earlier. I hope she's in the other room still. I just need to agree that I'm highly opposed to this. I live in Muskego. I live walking distance from where we are at, and as a Muskego resident, as your friendly neighbor, I beg of you, I implore of you to not put this in. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Rose Wazorek, and I live at 8639 South Deerwood Lane. And I have a few comments to make. The first of which is that I looked at the satellite map of the existing Strauss structure, and it is in a bona fide business park. There's no development, it's at the southmost edge of the development. Mm-hmm. There's no development to the south because there's the river parkway running through. And I don't think that it's fair to compare Strauss, which currently is one member of a business park, with the development where it will be the business park. Secondly, I went to the City Hall today and I looked at the Planning Commission's zoning map. And I noticed that most of the area, except for this area that Strauss would be in, is zoned for residential development, essentially, some individual homes, residential development, which I would take maybe to mean apartment houses or condo complexes. There's also an area set aside for business. And I'm wondering if the Strauss facility would move into this area, what kind of residences, what kind of people are actually going to want to be moving into these yet to be developed houses and residences? Are we going to be attracting other less desirable sorts of activities coming into that area? Are businesses going to want to be locating in an area where there's a slaughterhouse? So I'd like to just bring up the fact that my grandparents lived in Cudahy, and I went to visit them. And, you know, Patrick Cudahy and Laddish were the only essential employers for the people in that area. And the people who lived in Cudahy worked at Patrick Cudahy, and they owned their own homes. They started out as Polish flats and little four-room homes, but I'm wondering if these are such well-paying jobs, how many of the employees of this proposed Strauss plant will actually be able to live in the $300,000 plus homes in the Franklin, Muskego area? And I'm wondering actually how much Franklin reached out to the city of, what is it? Muskego to interact with them on a intergovernmental sort of negotiations because this is affecting people in Waukesha County just as much as it's affecting us. You have this plant as far out in Milwaukee County as you can go.
Okay.
So,
just like Mr. Rivera,
okay,
your time has expired as well.
Okay, so that's fine. That's all I really have to say.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Wishart. Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I'm Lisa Castanozzi, 4450 North Oakland. I'm from Milwaukee, and I'm here because this is like deja vu, because we have been through this in Milwaukee, you know, not more than a year ago, when the Strauss Company came to Milwaukee to try to bring this development into Milwaukee. And once again, the people weren't notified. There's no community meetings held. We were canvassing. We were trying to inform businesses and individuals of what was coming. Nobody knew. And nobody knows here either, because we did it again. Residents of Franklin led. Nobody knew. So it's an opportunity for you all to take a step back and let the community really speak. They're speaking tonight, but it might be too late, you know, and they don't have all the facts. This is not a family-owned business, you know. It's owned by a company in Texas. They're not here. They're not sponsoring the Little League teams. You know, we don't know what they're going to do. I've been to the plant three times. The last time I was with 28 or 31 recently fired workers, illegally fired. They had to settle a case with the Strauss Company because their rights were denied. It was an illegal firing. Here's just a little quote from an article. Workers say they were fired after complaining about the lack of coronavirus safety measures. Over 20,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported as of this month among meat and poultry workers in the U.S. In 2017, OSHA fined Strauss $5,000 for health and safety violations. Strauss declined to comment. They're currently under an OSHA investigation. Know your company, know what your residents want, know what the impact is to real estate. What is the overall cost to Franklin over time? Sure, right now there might be money involved. Some people will make money, but over time, the impact is huge. There's not a slaughterhouse. There's not a city in the country that is bringing in a slaughterhouse. In fact, most cities are banning them outright. You have an opportunity here. Slaughterhouses belong far away from cities. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Hello. My name is Lisa Runty. I live at South 96, 12826 Walter Hagen Drive. I live in Champions Village, about half a mile down the road. I am from Muskego. And I just wanted to let, I think one of the other ladies who was just here wondered if anyone in Muskego knew about this. A few people did, but the residents didn't. And we're very angry about this because the residents of my subdivision, no one had any idea that this was happening a half a mile from our house. And I also have another question. I looked at the original plans, and another person mentioned that there are no longer going to be residential homes at the far east portion of this plot or plan. Is that true? Because I challenge any of you to be the first people to move in there when they're built and open. Because now I hear it's going to be a junkyard instead of the residential homes that were supposed to be there. Thank you for your time.
Hi, Karen Zalecki. I live right across the street of what's being built right now. My address is 11736 West Loomis Road. Yes, I'm against this. One thing I don't understand is Mayor Olson, you're supposed to kind of help kind of build up the city. What kind of planning committee are you a part of that allows housing and residential property and then obviously commercial, but the commercial be a slaughterhouse? Is that a good fit? I mean, it's not really kind of meshed together very well. So I just don't know what kind of thinking that you were allowing this kind of project to go through. I mean, did you get some extra money in your pocket? I mean, I have no idea. I mean, seriously, I have nothing against the slaughterhouse being built at all. I'm not against any more jobs, but the location sucks. It sucks for everybody in Franklin. The communities, the community is a great community, but my goodness, I mean, you gotta have this big, ugly building. Okay, it's be pretty. Sorry for the guy who built it. But I mean, it's not a good building and mix of residential and commercial. Maybe other different commercial buildings, but not a slaughterhouse. It's just, have you heard enough?
There may be more.
I know. I hope there is.
Thank you. Anyone else? One time through, Mr. Rivera.
I'll submit my records for the record.
We don't accept written comments at public hearings.
But this is my proof of other people that had something to say.
It may be.
This is my proof of.
Can Mr. Marcelino, you knew what the rules were.
Is anybody else going to speak? I'll go after. Can I have another 3 minutes?
Mr. Marcelino, you know what the rules are. We told you about it.
Yeah, but you never said nobody
could have two. Mr. Mayor.
I did. I said one time through.
So how many minutes does everybody get to speak? 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
I'd like to yield my time to Mr. Rivera.
We don't do that. No, sir. No, sir. No, Mr. Marcelino.
All right, so I'm going to just read someone else's.
Sergeant, we're not
email.
Doing this.
Says, good morning, everyone.
Sergeant,
I hope you and your families are doing well. This is from Jason Genders of Muskego. Please.
You know, we're not playing this game.
What game?
Mr. Rivera knew the rules. He was. Mr. Rivera knew the rules, and he chose not to, not to do this. Okay. Any other citizen wishing to speak, please come forward. You have 3 minutes, as we discussed.
Is anybody else willing to read these other people?
Hello. My name is Greg Lehman. I live at 9930 West Oakwood Road, a mile from the proposed building site. I moved to Franklin because of the location. Right, location, location, location. Along with that goes what people perceive as well. I like being out in the rural area, nothing around me. I do have concerns now from being there with, like these other people said, the smell of landfill. Now I have to have the city constantly test my well water to make sure it's possible, safe for drinking. I have Franklin Meats now that there's a small scale slaughterhouse. Odors from that. I'm just getting very, very frustrated with the path that Franklin's taking on those areas and not listening to the communities around them that are living in those areas. I'm strongly opposed to having that slaughterhouse built there. Once again, like the ladies right before me mentioned, who are going to move in to those houses once this is built? And just to kind of paint you a picture on how things are turning out already, two of the houses on the corner of 112th and Oakwood Road are up for sale already. And I do believe that is because of all the expansions and talks about what's going on in this area, and people are not happy. You're just upsetting the current community. You have to think about the people that are here and not just the business where workers are going to commute in for a daily job. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Nicholas Poplar, 11856 West Ryan Road. I vehemently oppose the special use permit requested by Strauss Brands for the expansion and their proposed slaughterhouse. The colossal slaughterhouse will have a detrimental effect on the community. Without a doubt, it will diminish property values in the vicinity. Not one city employee nor any elected official will guarantee that the Strauss facility will not harm, irritate, or endanger adjacent properties, public health, or the welfares of the citizens. The proposed facility and developer seeking special privileges with implied impunity does not provide a desirable environment, nor does it contribute to public convenience. And it certainly does not contribute to the general welfare of the neighborhood or our community. Bear Development, Copart, and now Strauss Brands have contrived the smoke and mirrors bait and switch affair in our neighborhood. Mysteriously, an affair that some city staff and elected officials are enticed by. Make your decisions wisely and in the best interest of your constituents and our city. And may God help you if any special interests, kickbacks, or undisclosed personal investments persuade your actions here tonight. I ask that you please deny the special use permit and site plan for Strauss Brands. And lastly, Randy, on October 21st, had a statement in the Journal Sentinel. We honor and respect the opinions of the community and don't want to make our home in a place where our presence would not be seen as a benefit. Therefore, we are no longer pursuing relocation to Century City. Well, Randy, three rooms here, a resounding amount of opposition to this. We don't want you here. So honor your statement from less than a year ago.
You're right. No. Yeah. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you for having me here. My name's Clodagh McGuinness, 11021 West Cold Spring Road, Greenfield. So I just have a few questions. If a slaughterhouse is not okay for North Milwaukee, why is it okay for Franklin? Aside from the animal abuse that occurs, there are many other factors to consider. Here are just a few. Mental trauma within the community to those that are deeply impacted by the physical trucking and viewing of live animals en route to their death. The increased traffic within peaceful Franklin. Some of the job offers will lead to less empathy within a community as a whole. Environmental and water contamination, lower house values, and of course, the spread of viruses. I do have one wish if it does go ahead. I hope that instead of walls, you have glass windows so that everyone on a daily basis can witness the true horrors within a slaughterhouse and live with our decisions as a community. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Suzanne Surway. I live at 5059 Saxony Lane in Greendale. Just wanted to first say there are a few questions that haven't been answered in the meeting earlier, which was one, is there a study right now that shows what the air quality is, water, and how we're going to handle that and how you're going to continue to measure that quality and then make sure that it's enforced if there is a problem that comes from the slaughterhouse? Two, it's a different facility. So you keep talking that it's the same thing. It already exists here. It has for how many years? What are the differences between the current facility and what it does and what the future facility is going to do? And what does that mean? And then the third thing is just you're bringing in, if it's true that you're bringing in animals for slaughter, that is a completely different thing than bringing in pieces of meat to be packaged and sold again. And then actually the